Hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher, and hopefully you are the key person. It's Friday. We don't want you to get started with your weekend yet. We need your participation because we've got a pretty fun show planned for you this Friday. We like to have shows that get you thought-provoking shows that get you going into the weekend feeling uplifted and maybe having some great conversations with your family and friends. And this is one of those shows that we're talking about today. It's about your bucket list. That's what we're talking about, and we're super excited. And Jerry, your bucket list, is it growing or shrinking? Because as you get older, you're kind of checking things off, I think, aren't you?
Well, a little bit, yeah. I do have something that's on my bucket list, which I will talk about in a moment. But I'm not sure I would have the nerve or the courage to do it. So there's a little hint about one of the things
that's on my bucket.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, well, there's this lovely retired lady. She's 80 years old in my parish, and she wants me to go skydiving with her and our pastor, Father Paul, and anybody else who will go. And at first I said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And then the more I ponder it, I think, when I would get to the door of that plane, I would say, forget it, you guys, count me out.
I'll pray for you. Good luck.
Yeah.
Can I have the keys to the parish?
Right. I already have the keys to the parish.
Well, so would it be tandem jumping or single? I mean, you wouldn't do it yourself, would you?
Well, I think you go with whatever they call it, an instructor.
Professional.
Yeah, professional. Yeah. You're kind of tethered to somebody, yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, then you wouldn't really have a choice, because wouldn't they just kind of push you out of the plane?
Well, having never done it before, I don't know. But anyway, that is something that is definitely, it's on my bucket list. Will I do it? I don't know. That's a good question.
How about this? Why don't you get your pilot's license? That's definitely on your bucket list.
Yeah.
And then you can push other people out of the plane. Because you're driving the plane.
Yeah,
you're
right.
You're flying the plane. Okay, so we're talking about bucket list today, folks. This is a super fun show because we wanted just something a little lighter that we could all just jump in and participate on this conversation and in this conversation to be able to have something that we can think about and, we can get to know each other better. But you have to call in, okay? Or you have to post on social media. We're waving to everybody. The chats are going on YouTube and Facebook. 833-288-3986. Call in and tell us what's at the top of your bucket list. And please don't be calling in saying, Jerry, let's go skydiving. We'll all do it together. I don't want to lose the whole Take Two family all at once.
Well, now is the time to call. As always, it is right at the start of the show when the phone lines are open. And Matt Gabinski, our call screener, is sitting by the phones, just waiting to talk to you, screen your call, get you up on the board, and then we'll get you on the air. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. What is at or near the top of your bucket list? You can share more than one thing if you want, but we're talking about things that you want to do in life. You want to make sure that you check that off your list, and things that you haven't yet had a chance to do. So what would that be for you? 833-288-3986.
So my bucket list, you didn't ask me, but I'll go ahead and share. So unless you want to ask me, do you want to ask me?
Debbie, what's at the top of your bucket list?
You crack me up. Okay, so, I've done a lot. I've lived a really full life. I've tried to experience a lot of things. I'm kind of adventurous in spirit. I've done high ropes courses, so I've jumped off of high, places and stuff like that. So I kind of feel like I mini skydived a little bit there. But I would say for me on my bucket list, before I leave this earth, I really want to go to Mexico City to see the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Mm. I know you've been there, Jerry. I understand Jeff Burson, our producer today and board operator is going soon. And I'm trying not to be jealous, but I really want to go. But with COVID, I don't live that far from Mexico, so I could easily go. So I think that's going to be on my bucket list. I just really want to see it from this side of the veil. I just want to see is it spectacular, Jerry?
Yeah, you can't get it too close to it. I mean, you can get to, okay. I don't know, it's kind of elevated up a little bit, and you know, mm-hmm. you can't get too awfully close to it, but you can see it clearly. And yeah, when I was a seminarian, I spent a summer in Mexico, and we not only got to go to Mexico City and see the Tilma itself, but also had a wonderful presentation by a university professor on the Tilma, and it is absolutely unbelievable, as you know.
Is that where you learned Spanish when you were a seminarian?
Well, I had 2 years in college before that, 2 years of Spanish.
Okay. And mm-hmm. you think in Spanish, right?
I do, yeah. I often translate my thoughts into Spanish.
That's amazing. You're so brilliant. I want to be like no. you when I grow up.
There you go. That's at the top of your bucket list.
Well, here's the problem. I'm never going to grow up, so there you go. Okay, we want to hear from you. What's on the top of your bucket list? We love the Take-Two family. We're kind of a little bit nosy because we want to know everything about you guys because we love you, and we hope you care about us as well. And so call in. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening, we consider you a definite member of the Take-Two family. So please dial this number right now, 833-288-3986, and share with us what's on the top of your bucket list. It's pretty kind of cool. It's just kind of, was this suggested by a listener? Because we've done this like 3 times before.
Yeah, I don't remember if this specific time around was suggested by a listener or not, but it is one of those shows that, like you said, we have done before, and I'm sure we had great response, great participation at that time, and we're looking forward to the same right now. In fact, the phone lines are filling up. There's 2 lines left open right now. 833-288-3986. Or maybe you've just checked off something on your bucket list recently. Tell us how that was. Activity, event, what have you, that you have wanted to do. Maybe you've recently taken care of one of those or more than one thing on that list. 833-288-3986.
One open phone line just for you if you feel prompted by the Spirit to share your bucket list with us. We want to know. We care. We're the body of Christ, right? So we care. If you care, we care. That's how it works. 833-288-3986. I always say this every Friday. You're probably sick of me saying it, but we have new listeners each and every time we do this program. Don't get started with your weekend yet. Call us, 833-288-3986.
All right, we are off to a great start here because you have a lot to say about our topic today. Many of you are getting your calls screened and have them screened already by Matt Gabensky on what is at the top of your bucket list, 833-288-3986, if you'd like to join us. And boy, Christmas is coming up really fast this year, folks. We, of course, we're being bombarded with all of the commercialism on TV and everywhere we go. But you know, as Christians, we want to make sure that we give gifts to those we love that are going to help build up their faith lives and lead them closer to heaven. And EWTN Religious Catalog has an item that we want to bring to your attention real quickly. It's a Christmas rosary gift set. Whether you give it to yourself or to someone else, this beautiful Christmas rosary gift set is sure to please and inspire. And it's a devotional Christmas rosary that includes a beautiful gold-tone rosary made with a Holy Family center, the San Damiano crucifix with red enamel inlay, and red glass Hail Mary beads and green Our Father beads. It has a colorful painted wood Holy Family ornament with gold-stamped accents, a gift tag, and red mesh bag that holds everything, and also available is a set with green Hail Mary beads and red Our Father beads, so you can switch back and forth, take your choice of those. And this lovely gift set is imported from the Czech Republic, available now at EWTNRC.com, where you get free standard shipping for online orders $75 or more in the continental United States only. Use code FREE at checkout when you purchase this Christmas rosary gift set at EWTNRC.com.
Okay, we have some great social media comments coming in. Barbara said on her bucket list, to be a saint and continue to pray, give mercy, and love. I love that, Barbara. We're all called to be saints. That should be on everybody's bucket list. Absolutely, Barbara. Michael M. says, for me, it's one day to be able to visit EWTN staff. I love that. Michael, that is awesome. Another Michael. Today's the day of Michaels. We have four Michaels that have popped in today. There's a reason. We need to pray the St. Michael prayer, folks. Okay, Michael J. says, I knocked four things off my bucket list in New York City. Top item currently is to have fish and chips in a real British pub. Mm. I will tell you, Michael J., I did have fish and chips in a real British pub, and it is phenomenal. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever had it? The batter, the fish? It's unbelievable. You almost don't want the meal to end.
Right. Well, good. So thank you, Barbara and Michael M. and Michael J. And we'll have more social media coming up for you. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls about what is at the top of your bucket list. Speaking of Michaels, Michael in upstate New York is first listening to us. He listens to the podcast of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, Michael. Welcome.
Welcome. Bienvenue. Actually, I've had fish and chips. I'm an authentic Irish pub in Saratoga.
Okay. Nice. Good.
Isn't it good, Michael? You don't want it to end.
Oh, yeah, well, that's... Yeah. But my mother's kind of talking while I'm trying to talk to you. But my reason why I'm calling is that the top of my bucket list is basically... to write music in the classical vein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big project, Michael. Writing music of any type takes a lot of talent and skill and dedication to the craft. And for me, I think classical music I've never written or composed it or anything, but you know, just look at all of the different instruments and all of the things that happen and have to come together and you know, kind of put that puzzle piece of all the instruments and everything together. Classical music is absolutely beautiful. It's heavenly. And I think this is really cool. Have you started taking any lessons? Do you have anybody could kind of sit by your side and help you get started on this?
No, actually, what I've actually got was a couple. What I actually started is I was challenged by a music professor to actually write music because he thought, and even my mother thought, that I had some musical talent. But I couldn't. But I just didn't have the discipline to stay first with the violin, then with the flute. So,
mm-hmm. Wow.
So basically, there was when my previous laptop had some issues. I actually got a new one, and I actually had them incorporate a music program called Logic Pro onto there, and I'm actually starting to write a rather. And actually writing some of these pieces, it can be a little bit challenging, but also fun at the same time, too. So,
certainly. Deb, nice. What do you think?
Very nice. Yeah. Well, a couple things. Michael, first off, I'd like if you could say hello to your mom, since she was chatting with you prior to you coming on air with us. She seems so sweet. So please tell her we said hello. And then, go ahead.
Yeah, and she needs prayers, too, so.
Do you want to give us her first name?
Pat.
Pat? Okay. We put Pat and we put you in the book as well, Michael. Michael, here's the thing. Classical music, that is a very fine, precise art. And they've done studies on classical music, what it does to the brain, what it does, in utero when children are in the womb and how they respond to classical music, in intelligence levels and how the learning capabilities. Michael, there's a reason you are so drawn to classical music. I hope and pray you pursue it in some way. Because if you have this desire, I truly believe that God has implanted it in you, because I think classical music is a very specialized area. And even if you do it in a small way, if it turns out to be something bigger, that's great. But I hope you continue to move down that path, because obviously you're drawn to it. And I truly believe that was planted by God.
Thank you. Merci. Bless you.
Bless you as well. That's so sweet. Thank you, Michael. And tell Pat we're praying for her. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. Talking about your bucket list today, have you recently checked something off, or do you have something at or near the top of your bucket list that you would like to do before you go to your heavenly reward? Hopefully not anytime soon, but we all have those desires, those fun, cool things that we would like to do, and maybe you've got something you'd like to share today. 833-288-3986. From Michael, we go to Mike. Mike is in Ontario, Canada, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the program.
Oh, Jerry and Debbie, thanks for letting me talk to about my topic here.
Sure.
I'd say my first item, which has been on the list for about 15 years, I wanted to write a book called just a small book, maybe 50 pages, Have You Seen God Lately? Because it relates to yesterday's talk about experiencing the mercy of God. And God has shown himself to me so many different times. It's all you can say is, wow, and he's just been so good to me. But as I remember, many years ago, there was on Catholic radio on Saturday, they were talking about seeing God's hand in their life. So I sat down and I wrote 57 different instances. It took me about an hour, how God has showed his hand in my life. And I relate this to all kinds of people. We've had apartment buildings for 37 years, and it seems like in Buffalo, which was where I worked, I live in Ontario, though, across the border, half the people were Catholic, and half of those people were non-practicing. So I would always talk to people about the faith, and it was kind of like a ministry. Leaving, it was like, you might say, leaving your dairy farm. You think, what am I going to do now? But so I want to write that book.
Okay, so Mike, can I just interject real quickly?
Oh, because sure,
you probably know this because you listen to the show. Jerry and I are both certified life coaches. I've been life coaching for over 20 years. Mike, I am begging you, I'm pleading with you, write the book. Set time aside, schedule it in. You have to schedule it because sometimes people who write things down, they go, I'll spontaneously, when I feel the urge, I'll start writing. Schedule it in. Go for it, Mike. You have something there. Again, just like the Michael before you, God has put this on you. You said 15 years, Mike. 15 years.
Oh, yeah,
years.
I know. It's bad, isn't it?
No, it's not bad. You know what I think? I think this is the beginning of your book.
Well, more things have happened in those 15 years. So really, it's really enriched me, I have to say.
Well, I agree. So here's the deal, okay? You're going to write the book, and then hopefully you're going to send the book to Jerry and I so we can read the beautiful book, Have You Seen God Lately, by Mike in Ontario. And we'll happily support you in that. It's amazing. You know, there's no accident that you're calling in, Mike. There's no accident that you're sharing it. You just have to do it.
Well,
so schedule it, do it, and we expect the book soon, okay?
Yeah. Can I add one thing?
This
is good for everybody, too. I was listening to, I got a message from on a different thing about boats, building boats or working on boats, and said, use the 15-minute rule. Make sure you work 15 minutes a day or you may never make any progress. And I was talking to my wife yesterday, who was in the hospital. She had a stroke, but fortunately I can help her because I'm in good shape. But So we're talking about that rule, and it's such a good thing because otherwise you get lost. You just don't get moving.
Right.
One other thing I want to say, though, it relates to another program you had about people. I think people who've experienced deaths around the holiday times, in the messages from either Medjugorje or Father Gobi, Mary's messages were caught that way, either way. She said that more souls are released from purgatory on Christmas than any other day. So I think people can look at Christmas not so much that they lost their loved one, but that God is so generous, he pours more souls into heaven on that day than any other day. And I think it can give people a sense of hope.
God is good all the time, as the saying goes, Mike. And I would just echo what Debbie said. You said it's been 15 years. You said it, you kind of figure that's been, you know, long enough or too long or whatever. I have discerned and waited on the Lord, Mike, for 20 years before I've done things. So I think maybe it's just been kind of, you know, in the seed form, and God is now perhaps about to bring that to fruition for you. And I love the concept. A shorter book, they're easy to digest. There's a reason why we make lists and things like that. We do an examination of conscience. We have gratitude lists and things like that. So I think the format of the book sounds good. The concept sounds good. And like Debbie said, we want copies, okay?
Good. I already have about half of the book probably written. I wrote down little stories. So it's just going to be a compilation of maybe 50 different stories. So thank you for your time, and I wish you a very blessed Christmas.
Thank you, Mike. You too. Thanks for calling, being part of the program today. Good stuff so far, yeah.
It's great stuff. I'm learning a lot. I added a couple things to my bucket list as we were going on.
Did you?
Because we have comments coming in, so I think it's wonderful. Where are we going next?
Jeanette is in Lindenhurst, Illinois, listening on WSFI. Hello, Jeanette. Welcome to Take Two.
Hello.
Hi
it's
there.
It's wonderful to hear you.
Thanks. Likewise.
So on my bucket list, the most important thing, or I should say one of the many things, I would love to learn to play the piano. I was able to purchase a piano many years ago when my youngest daughter was 8. She's now 33. I purchased it, my husband and I purchased it for her to learn to play. And then I started taking lessons, but unfortunately, I continue to let life get in the way, and I don't follow through. So I don't have the discipline.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Go ahead, Deb. I was just going to say,
yeah, Jeanette, you can start today. If you just, similar to how we were talking with Mike, it's the same thing. Even that 15 minutes of dedicated time, you have to schedule it in, though. You know, what we put on our schedules, what we prioritize, what we make time for, it increases, right? It's just like with prayer. It's habits. It's good habits. If you want to play the piano, you have the piano right there in your home. Okay, please schedule 10 minutes and put it in there that you're going to go on the piano or get some books out, or, you know, I'm sure there's a ton of stuff you can do right now. There's learning to play piano in 10 minutes. They have all these videos, everything. Just if you schedule it in, it'll be a habit that you will incorporate in your daily routine, and then before you know it, Jeanette, you'll see the progress and you'll go, wow, look how far I have advanced, and now I'm living out what I've always wanted to do.
Thank you for that.
Absolutely. Less is better. You know, some people think they have to dedicate 1 hour, 2 hours. Like Mike said, 15 solid minutes. Just go for it. What do you think, Jer?
No, I agree. I'm with you, Jeanette. Learning to play piano is something I always wished I had done. Obviously, it's never too late, as long as we're breathing and so forth. And so I definitely encourage you, because, you know, it's personally fulfilling, but it's also a gift that you can give to other people. You know, anytime you're in a gathering and there's a piano there and people want to sing, I mean, you're the one who can kind of lead that, and you can do so many things with this. It's a gift to you and a gift to others if you do that. So we encourage you, and we'd love to hear, you know, keep us posted if you would, you know, if you get started on this, and if you kind of follow down this path, Jeanette, we would love to hear more about it.
All right, terrific. And I want to encourage you to, yes, go do that skydiving. My son was a skydiver instructor, and he did the tandem. So I'm going to encourage you too, Jerry.
Okay. Pray a lot, Jeanette, for me.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Okay.
Thank you, Jeanette. Beautiful call. You know, you can jump in. You have plenty of time. You. It sounds like you guys are getting started with your weekend. Okay, we can't have you do that. You got to call in and fill those last phone lines. Tell us your bucket list. We want to have a very robust discussion about this so we can learn and grow. Paul is coming up next, and the others, and we've got comments coming in on social media. And Jerry, I'm loving this Friday broadcast.
Yeah, what is on your bucket list, at the top of your bucket list? Maybe you've recently done something that was on that list. Share it with us here. It's a Friday broadcast. You can join right now, 833-288-3986. 833-288-3986. Join us. All right, great to have you here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It's always your show, especially today. What is at or near the top of your bucket list? 833-288-3986. Paul has been waiting patiently in Braintree, Massachusetts, listening on the EWTN app. Hello, Paul. Welcome back to the program.
Hello, Jerry and Debbie, my dear friends in Christ. I love speaking with you. I get so much satisfaction, many graces, and from God, just listening to you every day, and it's always a joy to speak to him. Today, I'm home because I'm actually putting up my Christmas decorations, and then I'm going to wait till tomorrow to put my tree up, because I do finally, after, believe it or not, I want to share this with you, after nearly 19 years, I finally have a soulmate, and after a divorce in 2003, and just only Debbie, her name is Deborah also, and her middle name is Ann. I don't know what your middle name is.
It's Anne, Paul.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
Say her father was a professional football player back in the 60s with the then Boston Patriots. And and she's also, does have an affliction. She's blind in one eye and she can't drive. But she's a very good age for me. She's 52. And I've already told her I love her and she loves me too. And we'll just see what happens. And she loves the Catholic faith. She has an uncle who's 82 years old, who was a deacon in the Archdiocese of Boston. It's just everything's falling in place. And I'll just say, what's on my bucket list, put it this way. I'll start off by saying that if God's fingerprints are not on it, if it doesn't have God's stamp of approval, it's not on the bucket list. Among the things that are on the bucket list, and I've said this before, is, and I'm going to be getting together with them because the seminarians now are finishing up their semester. It almost brings tears to my eyes just that I'm actually benefactoring to four seminarians, and three of them are going to be ordained within the next 6 months. Two of them to the priesthood on May 21st, and then it'll be 6 months from tomorrow on June 4th. The other one will be ordained to the transitional diaconate. We also have, and I've actually gotten involved, it's just I've expanded my network of friends in Christ. We have, I don't know if I mentioned to you some months ago when I spoke to you, we have a young adult faith formation ministry, which was started by a brother and sister who I've gotten to know very well. The names of Michael and Monet. They're in their early, mid-20s. And this began right after the masses reopened after back around Memorial Day of last year, after everything was shut down for about over up here it was 10 weeks. The masses were suspended through the inception of the pandemic. We've had three marriage proposals since that time. Three marriage proposals, one discernment for the priesthood by a man who's finishing his undergraduate work at a Catholic college, who's going to enter seminary next September, and a young woman believes that she's been nudged by the Holy Spirit to pursue the religious life and become a religious sister. And if those three marriage proposals, get this, two of those couples did not know each other before this apostolate was started. It's incredible, the work is doing. And then the work that just being involved with the Knights of Columbus, we're having a Christmas party tonight up in my parish. One of the things I'm actually looking forward to this year from a personal standpoint is I'm retiring in just under a year from now, on November 30th. I already have my Medicare in place, and I normally have a little bit more time. I'm going to be working. As a fact, Debbie, where I live here in Braintree, we've got two golf shops, which I know are right up the alley. I have spoken to the managers of both of the stores, and one of them said to me, oh, if you're retiring right now, I'd say, hey, when are you available to start? And it's going to won't be for another at least 12 months, or maybe, you know, early part of 23, whatever. But, it's something that's a passion of mine, is golf. And I know, Deb, you played it many times. You had aspiration to become a pro at one time. And I've heard your stories you told. But, everything is just falling into place, you know. I mean, there's like four women that live right near Miami, the millennials I've talked to, three of them boyfriends, and just to breathe the light of Christ to them. And one of my, and I'll just say this and you can comment, is, I pray this prayer that I put together a couple of years ago. I call it my daily intention. It makes a lot of localized intentions, but also some globally ones. And one of them there, the second one that I always pray for, and I meant it, would be for let us pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and the consecrated life. Well, now, because of young people I'm meeting, I'm amended that prayer to be, let us pray for an increase in vocations in the church to the priesthood, the consecrated life, and for more holy marriages. Mm-hmm. I know one of the themes you really need to, and I know you've done a lot of work on the past, is really stress. We need more and more men and women to be open to the Holy Spirit and really to let their love grow and come into the church as married, because we need to build up the body of Christ. Do it, boy, do we ever. And we mm-hmm. need to lead them. We need to lead them to Christ. We need them to fall in love deeper in every day with Jesus Christ. That's what I'm about, you know, every day. Sow the seeds of God's love and fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ. The only way we do it is why, and I always sum up by saying, what do I always say? It's all because of the Holy Spirit and our Blessed Mother Mary. And in fact, next Wednesday, as you know, is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And mm-hmm. in my parish, I have I'll be the lector for the Mass at our 7 o'clock Mass, and that Mass will be offered up to repose the soul of my mom, who passed away 5 years ago yesterday. I mean, what can I say? What God is so good. What's not good about God? You know, that begs the question. God is so good, but what's not good about God? Only God is good. I just would love to share these things with you, Jerry and Debbie. There you go.
Well, Paul, so much to be grateful for. You are really being blessed. God has just opened up the floodgates of heaven upon you. We're so happy that you found this lovely lady that you are now entering into a friendship with, and like you said, see where that leads. We love the fact, especially that you are supporting these seminarians. It's exciting to hear that some of them are going to be ordained to the priesthood and transitional diaconate very, very soon. The youth group vocations coming out of that. How exciting, and bless your mother. Yesterday, I'm sure we have her name in our book, right, Paul? But
her name was Elizabeth.
Yeah, I'm sure she's in. Yeah, Debbie's nodding. Yeah. She was in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
But yeah, wow.
Well, and I just want to say, Paul, I am so happy for you. You always take everything on 100%. You live life to the fullest. It's obvious. You have such a, you have just such a joy about life, and you've grasped that it's an adventure. It's exciting. And please tell my sister, Deborah Ann, I said hello. I already feel close to her, and I don't even know her yet.
I'll see her. I'm not sure if I'll see her this evening because she's been having some back problems, but I will see her for tomorrow because she's going to be with me while I decorate my Christmas tree.
That's
and
sweet.
I promised
That's
her
awesome.
I would also. I promised her I would also. We would go to a local shopping mall, which we'll practically walk to, and I would buy a personalized ornament with her name, and she can pick out whatever we want, and we'll put it on the tree, and she can she can buy what, and I'll buy one of my name on it. She can put it on her tree. So,
I love it. I love it. Well, God bless.
God is just amazing. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Very much.
Absolutely. You're right. Paul, thank you so much. And you said such nice, kind words to us at the start of your call, but we feel the same way about you. So the feeling is mutual. And thank you so much for letting us into your life this wonderful Friday in Advent. We take it as such a gift. You have no idea. After the show, Jerry and I talk about it and we'll say stuff like, isn't it cool that Paul has met Deborah Ann and, he possibly is working in a golf shop? I mean, that's how we talk after the show. We really feel close to the Take Two family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I got to leave by saying this about what St. Paul says, and I could talk about St. Paul until the cows come home. What Paul says is that, and it's never. I always put myself second. It's never about me. I just try to practice self-sacrificial love. Be Christ to others. That priest that you meet every year on the fund drive, I love Father Robert McTagg, and the rallying cry for his show is Christus Mundo, a Mundo Christus, bring Christ to the world and the world to Christ. But what St. Paul says, he who sows generously reaps generously, yet he who sows sparingly reaps generously. And I love sharing my gifts with others and just bringing more and more people into the church, the body of Christ, and that they can be saved, and they can only be saved by embracing the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless.
Amen, Paul. Thank you. Bless you, brother. And we know that we'll hear from you again, and we look forward to getting updates on all these wonderful things going on in your life. Thank you, Paul, in Massachusetts. And today I'm reminded, as he was saying, you know, talking about St. Paul and you know, sowing generously and so forth. Today is the feast of St. Francis Xavier, who, you know, one of the things he said is he wanted to just pour himself out for the sake of the salvation of souls. And Paul has that disposition, Debbie. And if only more of us had that burning zeal that it sounds like he has, we could really bring a lot of people to the Lord these days.
I totally agree. Absolutely. Thank you again, Paul. Vicky on Facebook, we're waving to you. Vicky, on her bucket list, she wants to go to Lithuania to see the Hill of Crosses and to see the original painting of the Divine Mercy. Wow, that's amazing. Lori said, top of my bucket list is to go to the Holy Land. And yes, one thing that is now removed from her bucket list, she went to Lourdes and Fatima with Steve and Janet Ray. That is so cool. I love when we're checking off the bucket list, or you know, maybe you want to call it like a dream board or a vision board. I know we're going to be talking to Kathy about that in a moment, but it's so true. When we have these things that we really want to share or do or visit, it's just incredible when they finally happen, and then we say, wow, we really did it, Jerry.
Yeah, absolutely. Time to get you on the program here. What is on your bucket list at or near the top of it? 833-288-3986. Debbie mentioned Kathy. We'll get to Kathy in just a moment. Nancy got in just ahead of you, Kathy, in Toledo, Ohio. Nancy is listening on Annunciation Radio. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So my paternal grandparents were both born in Italy. And my dad was born here, and they went back to Italy to live for about 6 or 7 years. And while they were there, my grandpa built a home, like a 2-story stone home, and that's where they lived. And I've always wanted to go there and see the home. And some of my cousins have been there a couple of times. And they were going about 2 years ago and invited me to go with them. So I also took my 3 daughters with me, and it was just unimaginable. It was just a perfect trip. I did get to see my dad's home. Of course, it's pretty old. And it was 2 stories, but like the floor in the middle was broken down, and the reason they came back to the United States, my grandpa died over there. They came back because there was a possibility my dad would be drafted into Mussolini's army. So they moved back here. And in fact, after they left the house, some army took it over and used it for their headquarters for a while. But actually, when we were there, whoever bought the property now has goats living in the house. So
oh, wow.
Somebody else is occupying.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we were with a wonderful tour group and stayed in like a big old stone house that had been made into a hotel. And there was a 5-star restaurant across the street from it. And we made pasta and had all this good Italian food, and they like to party and dance, and yeah, it's a beautiful country. Mm-hmm. And the town is called Castro Divulci. So
nice.
I was so blessed to be able to go, and to go with my daughters, because it's such wonderful memories to have mm-hmm. together.
Oh, Nancy, I'm just sitting here just taking it all in and envisioning it, because that's just a dream that you actually got to experience, to see mm-hmm. the home, you know, to go back to your family, you know, roots of how you said your paternal grandparents, you know, how that all came to be and what it meant for your family. And then to bring, I think you said, did you say a couple daughters or just one daughter went with you?
No. three daughters.
Three daughters. Okay. So yeah. see how you pass that on to your daughters? Can you quickly comment on what was their reaction to hear the history of your family and then to see it and to be there in Italy to experience the culture, to experience it? What were their comments, Nancy?
Oh, they were just overwhelmed with the beauty and, yeah, being there where my grandpa had built the home. And I think they had like 20 acres of olive trees to begin with, and they sold most of it. And, yeah, it was just enjoying that Italian experience with them. We saw them make olive oil. We went through the vineyards. And, yeah, it was just saturating with that experience. It was
saturating.
Unbelievable. And we are both.
Go ahead.
Said we were just walking on clouds when we came back. Yeah.
Right. But saturating, that is a perfect word, because I tell everybody this, Jerry, and nobody believes me, but Nancy, you can relate to this. When I went to Italy, as soon as we landed in Rome, I actually said to my husband, every time I close my eyes and open my eyes hurt. It's so beautiful. It's so picturesque, right? And the vision that you see every time you open your eyes, it's overwhelming. It's so gorgeous. That picturesque feeling is so, it stays with you. And when you think about Italy after you've been there, Nancy, right? You go, wow, it's a little slice of heaven. I don't even know if the Italians realize that.
I don't know, but yeah, it was wonderful. In fact, after I came back, Teresa Tomeo spoke at an event at our church, and, you know, she goes there all the time. So I told her about it and said, you know, you have to go there. So I don't know, but I just wanted to tell her about it.
Well, and Nancy, as you're talking, and the meaning, the significance, the sentimental value that this all has to you, it almost sounds like a pilgrimage. You know, maybe it's not a sacred site, quote unquote, but it's for you on a family level. You could almost call it a pilgrimage, you know, that you took to be able to go there and see that. And, you know, just like you said, just be able to bring your daughters and share that experience, because, you know, staying connected with our family's history is so very important. And so few of us actually do that to any great degree. So I'm happy that you did.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy that I was able to do it. And in fact, my daughters, you know, often talk about the trip with their children. So it's passing it on to another generation, too.
There you go. There you go.
Amazing. So glad you got to experience that, Nancy. And I just have to say, in a good way, not a sinful way, but all of us here at EWTN, we're all texting going, we want to go. We want to go to Italy now. So if you ever go back, Nancy, call us. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Nancy. Thank you so much.
The food is amazing. I just have to say.
Really? In Italy? Mm-hmm. The food's good? You serious?
It's incredible. I mean, the gelato, everything, the coffee. It's incredible. There wasn't a meal. I mean, I have to say their breakfasts are not that great.
Okay.
They don't do American breakfast. They have like cheese and stuff like that. I don't know. That's just not breakfast to me. But anyway, that's my little complaint about Italy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just wanted to mention real quickly, there's a new book from EWTN Publishing by Dr. Ray Guarendi, and he has adopted 10 children. He and his wife adopted 10 children, so he knows a thing or two about adoption. And the title is Adoption, Should You, Could You, and Then What? Straight Answers from a Psychologist and Adoptive Father of 10. Again, Dr. Ray Guarendi, he provides authentic answers to challenging real-life questions regarding adoption, things like healthy motives and reasons to adopt, rearing children with special needs. Dr. Ray and his wife did that. Talking to children about their adoption stories. So it's a wonderful new contribution by Dr. Ray Guarendi. It's called Adoption, Should You, Could You, and Then What? Now from EWTN Publishing. I'm sure you'll find that at EWTNRC.com.
Just a couple things real quickly. Coming up on Monday, we're dedicating the show to the Eucharist, the source and summit of our faith. On Tuesday, we're going to be talking about the end of the year of St. Joseph and the Immaculate Conception. Very important. Those are just two really, really important broadcasts. But on Tuesday, we're going to be on location at Prince of Peace Parish in Sun City West, Arizona for their Advent mission, three-night mission. So if you're in that area in Sun City West, Arizona, please come and say hello to us. Jerry and I will be together. He's in California. I'm in Arizona. I'm going to drive to Sun City. Jerry's going to drive to Sun City from California, and we'll meet up at Prince of Peace and have that wonderful Advent mission this weekend.
Looking forward to it. Okay, Kathy in Buffalo has been holding very patiently, and she is listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for waiting. Welcome to the program.
Sure, and I want to go to Italy too.
You can join us, Kathy. We're growing. I'm keeping a list.
Okay. Well, so, four years ago, my daughter introduced me, kind of the same concept, but she calls it a dream board, which makes it a little bit, to me, more positive and uplifting, you know? So we cut out pictures and words and all, and on my dream board I wanted to go on the Camino in Spain. And I also want to make vestments for the Infant of Prague, the statues. The powerful novena to the Infant of Prague has answered many of my prayers. So to show my love for the infant. And I did. It took 4 years. I didn't have the finances at the time. Didn't have a job. Got the job, the finances, someone to go with. And this last August, I was able to get into Spain without the vaccine. Negative COVID test, did the Camino, just the last 100 kilometers, and was able to get out. The following week, they stopped tourists without the vaccine. But now I still have to make vestments for the Infant of Prague, so I need some motivation there.
Well, you have all my support, because the Camino, I actually say, is on my dream board or vision board. In life coaching, they call it vision boards, dream boards, and that's where you put words or phrases or pictures on a poster board, and just so that you can really spend that time, you know, daydreaming about it and you know, envisioning what it would be like if when those things come to fruition. But Kathy, I'm right with you. The Camino is big, high on my list. And then the Infant of Prague, the miracles for the devotion of the Infant of Prague. I would say, Kathy, do whatever you can do to stay devoted. I really feel strongly about that, because it's just a powerful way to connect with the divine. And so I hope and pray that those vestments and whatever you want to do in relation to that happens for you, Kathy, because it sounds like you're on a good roll with these dream boards.
Thank you. Yes, I bought the sewing machine. I invested $1,500 in a sewing machine.
Great.
But I haven't made anything yet, so I really need a little push.
Well,
we just
pray.
Gave it to you.
Yeah, we'll pray you get that push, Kathy, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. God bless you, Kathy. We're going to finish up. We go from Kathy to Catherine, who is listening in Amelia Island, Florida, on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Catherine. We got about 90 seconds.
Well, I can do that. No problem.
Good.
Mine is not a bucket list. That's a go-to place. My bucket list is really about doing things, accomplishing things. I'm an artist. I love to paint things. But this particular situation is very, very special to me. I'm part of the diocese of St. Augustine, and, you know, the oldest in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the bishop asked, because I pray the rosary every day, I have such a devotion to the rosary and our mother, if down at the Shrine of Our Lady of La Leche, I would help him design a rosary garden, a 550-foot rosary garden. So I said, Bishop, I want to do it. I want to help you, but I want it to be realistic. I want it to be a real rosary. And he said, okay, if you can figure out how to do that. They had a wonderful landscape architect. But I created a rosary that's 16 times the size of a real rosary. That might not sound like a lot, but the beads for the Hail Mary are 4.5 inches in diameter. The Our Father, Glory Be, and the Mysteries are 6 inches in diameter. And they're made out of calcite. that blue calcite that came from Madagascar. And I had them made, actually, in South Dakota at the Rock Shed, a great little place. And we have a crucifix, a 7-foot crucifix with a 3.5-foot corpus. The centerpiece is of Our Lady of La Leche, an image of her in this grotto, but it's small enough that you can touch it. All the beads are only high enough that a child can hold them or touch them, and they move. So it is a real rosary that you're touching and praying. And we just finished it, and it's at the Shrine of Our Lady of La Leche at Mission Nombre de Dios in St. Augustine. And it was blessed by and prayed by Cardinal Osoros, the Archbishop of Madrid, just October 11th. Done. So, but that I accomplished a rosary garden that looks like a rosary rather than just rocks or something, which I love too. They're beautiful, but this is. People see it and they say, "Oh, it's a rosary."
Wow, Catherine, that is, God bless you. You're gonna be contributing to the spiritual well-being and growth of so many people, and let's face it, to the salvation of souls because of this. So, I wish we had more time to discuss it with you, but this sounds absolutely beautiful, and I hope that a lot of people hear about it, discover it, and make their way there. Debbie, it's gonna be life-changing for many people.
I completely agree. Congratulations, Catherine. That is awesome. You just have to imagine that the good Lord is smiling on your wonderful project that you completed. That is huge to help souls, Jerry.
All right. Until Monday, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. And St. Joseph, pray for us. The year of St. Joseph wrapping up soon. Let's be sure and continue to pray for his intercession. God bless.